Today's daf is Vochim daf Lamed He, and we will begin 5 lines from the bottom of daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis Guf. Tanya, we're going to the Brayso. Rabbi Yudai, Merkois Echad, Hayom Memale Midama Taruvos. Erev Pesach, Yud Dalet Nisan, in the Beis Hamikdash, they used to bring the Karban Pesach. And after all the Karbanos were brought, the Kehanim would go, and they would fill up one cup of blood, Midama taruva, is from the blood that was mixed up on the floor. And the reason they did that was Shimi Shafech et Kamehen, because in the event that one of the bloods from one of the Karbanis Pesach that were brought were Nishbach, that means that that blood never made it onto the Mizbech. There was never a Zrika done with it. Nimtza Shumachshira. So now this one kais of dam will have in it a taruvah of all the damim that were nishpach, and as a result, you'll be able to make up for that zrika that never took place. Amru leil Rabbi Yehuda, so the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, so this was Rabbi Yehuda's shita. But the Chachamim said, v'aloi leil niskabel b'kli. Nishpach, we know, is pasul. That's Zvachim 101. That's the Mishnah on Daf Chav Heyam and Aleph. Anyone that's ever learned Zvachim knows the halach of nishpach, meaning, if the dam is nishbach from the tzavra behema before you do the kabbalah, it's possible. You can't do a zrika with dam that's possible. So the Gemara says, Elo, so the Gemara says, how did the Chachamim know that it wasn't a skabel b'kli? Maybe it wasn't a skabel b'kli, meaning, how do you understand the Chachamim's taina? No, they will say, maybe it wasn't a skabel, and misafik, he shouldn't be able to do his rika with dam that's possible. On the hands, Rabbi Yehuda told him, when I said they were able to do his rika, I meant that they were going to take from dam that wasn't nishbach mitzavra behema, but rather it was nishbach after the Kabbalah, and that's also a Mishnah, that even though nishbach mitzavra behema, the halacha is a dam is possible, but if the Kohen did the Kabbalah and afterwards it was nishbach, it's going to be kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda said that the reason this works is because they only took from blood that was nishbach menakli. But who goof from no yod? How did Rabbi Yehuda know that they were going to know exactly, I mean, maybe dam was nishbach mitzavra behema, so at the end of the day, the Chachamim seemed to be right. You have a sofik that maybe this dam that they were memala is dam that was nishbach. If that's the case, it's possible you have no right to go ahead and do a zrika. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda wasn't worried about it, because he knew Kayhanim's reason, va'avdin hayo, the Kayhanim has reason, Rashi says, umekabli lakulu. But at the same time, there's reason, and they work very, very fast. Hayo, Rashi says, means mehera. It's an Aramaic way of saying fast. Bottom line is, Kayhanim's reason, hey, he wasn't worried that they weren't to do the Kabbalah, but at the same time, during the Halacha, as they go from the Kabbalah to the Zrika, there was a concern that maybe some of the blood spilled. It could be this one Karban Pesach that was brought, whose dam never made it onto the Mizbech, and that's the side of Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Kois Echad Hayim Mimali Midama Taruvais. So now they go ahead and do one Zrika, and this one Zrika is going to potter up any dam that maybe wasn't Nizrak on the Mizbech. Why aren't you worried about the fact that there's a lot of bloods on the floor? So forget about dam that was Nishbach. That you're not worried about because Kehanim is reason. But there could be there was dam that's on the floor that came from the Behema that's not dam that's Roy Lazrika. Because the only dam that's roiled was Rika is the dam ha-nefesh, not the dam ha-or, and not the dam ha-tamsis. The dam ha-tamsis is some of the blood that comes out b'shas t'shchita. But the bottom line is that dam is posel. It's poshet that on the floor of the azara there was dam ha-tamsis. If that's the case, so the dam kosher should be bottle to the dam ha-tamsis, assuming the dam ha-tamsis is the roiled. But again, l'chura, aren't you being zayrek a zrika psula? If it's a zrika psula, what exactly are we accomplishing? So the Gemara says, we do the tamid, dam dam tamsis kari dam. Rabbi Yehuda holds that dam tamsis is considered dam. There's no difference between dam nefesh and dam tamsis. We learn to the price, dam tamsis bazaro. If somebody eats dam tamsis, he's over nazar. So we know that one of the chayve krisis is dam. Somebody eats dam, he's chayv kars. Chayv of dam, they always come together. If someone eats dam, he's chayv kars. Which dam? So pashtus, it's the dam ha-nefesh. What if somebody eats the dam ha-tamsis? It's a problem, but it's only an azar. Rebuda says, but karis, no. That just like the dam ha-nefesh, this karis. If somebody eats dam ha-tamsis, this karis as well. So what do you see? Rebuda holds there's no difference between dam ha-nefesh and dam ha-tamsis. If you chayif karis for dam ha-tamsis, just like for dam ha-nefesh, then l'chura reasons to say that when it comes to the avoidas adam, the avoidas azrika, it should be loved after according to Rebuda dam ha-nefesh. So again, it's Rebuda l'shitas. Rebuda that holds that dam ha-tamsis is dam. Le'inyin chayvi kriso, so too it's going to be considered dam le'inyin zrika. So what are you worried? How could they go now and gather down from the floor? Isn't there dam ha-tamsis murav bay? That's an issue if dam ha-tamsis is not dam kosher. But if Dama Tamsis is Dam Kosher, it's not a problem. But the Gemara says, "Vam Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yehuda Lini Kaparah Shein Mechaper." That even Rabbi Yehuda that holds that if somebody eats Dama Tamsis, he's Chayiv Kares. So with regards to the Isser Dam, there's no chilik between Dama Tamsis and Dama Kosher. But Rabbi Yehuda was Moed Lini Kaparah as it relates to the halacha of Ani Nesatav Al Mizbech Lechaper. The idea that when the Kohen did Zrika with the Dam, it was Mechaper. There Rabbi Yehuda's Moida that it's not Mechaper. Shenemer ki Adam hu ha-nefesh. It says that in the Pasuk that discusses that Avodas has Zrika. And we learn from there, Dam she-nefesh, yitzvay kari, Dam she-in ha-nefesh, yitzvay ain't kari dam. So don't shtel tzu Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yehuda holds Dam ha-tamsus is a chavi krisus. That would help me if we were learning the sugyas of chavi krisus. Not what we're learning. We're learning the sugyas of Avodas Adam. And in the sugyas of Avodas Adam, it has to be Dam ha-nefesh. So how does it have to be Malukos Echad from the Dam ha-tarovis? You have over there that matamtzes, it's the roiv. So the churitz is rika psula. El Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei da ama ein dam evatul tam. It's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa. A different Rabbi Yehuda. Not Rabbi Yehuda that dam matamtzes is karis. That has nothing to do with our sugi. It's Rabbi Yehuda that holds min b'minoi loy batal. And that's the shitas Rabbi Yehuda that's mentioned throughout Shas. It's a shitas Rabbi Yehuda that actually comes from Kachim. We'll see those gemaras later in the Masechta. If you look at the Maseres HaShas, the Kamon Lamed Vav, the Kamon Ayin Ches, the Kamon Ayin Tes. So this is something that's going to come up many times. Rabbi Yehuda Shita, however, is that Min Bemina Ein a Bottle. In this context, Dam can't be Mevatel Dam. See, even if Roiv of this Taruvus is Dam HaTamsus, and only a Mir is Dam HaNefesh, and you need Dam HaNefesh to do his Rika, but the Mir of Dam HaNefesh won't become Bottle to the Roiv of Dam HaTamsus, and as a result, that's why you were able to do Zrika. So bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda said that every single Erev Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an interesting minute that took place after the Karbonos were brought. So the Karbonos were brought on Yud Dal and Nisan and Erev Pesach, and then Beleil Pesach, at the Seder, they would sit and they would actually eat the Karbon Pesach. That was the Mitzvah Achilah. So that Krava was done on Yud Dal and Erev Pesach, and Achilah was done Beleil Tezvav. And every single year it had a Chiyuv to bring a Karbon Pesach. It was Nechal B'Chabura, Tzatla B'Savois, but there were many, many Karbonos that were brought. And Yehuda was a little worried that it could be that some of the Dam of some of these Karbonos that were brought never made it onto the Mizbeach. The reason is because Kayhanim's reason hain va'ovdin haya. Haya meaning Mehera. They work very, very fast. And what if one of the klishores that were holding the dam during the Avodas HaKabbalah, Pesach is a carbon, it requires Shechita Kabbalah Ilachas Rika, maybe some of the dam fell on the floor? So Yehuda was worried about that, so he said, it's not a problem. Kois Echadayim Emali, let's fill up one kois, take all the blood on the Ritzpas Azara, let's do one Zrika, and that one Zrika is going to patter Lahoitzi Miliban in case there was one Karban Pesach, whose dam never made it onto the Mizbech. I wasn't at Nishbach yet, but it was Nishbach after the Kabbalah. He's not worried that it was Nishbach before the Kabbalah, because Alzen Nema Koyhanim's reasoning, they're going to make sure that it wasn't Nishbach before, but maybe it was Nishbach after. So, for that, there's an Eitzah, you can go ahead and you can do it. The Chachamim, however, argued, the Chachamim said that this did not take place. Amalem Rabbi Yehuda, so Yehuda told the Chachamim, Lidivreichem, according to you, that this never happened. And again, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim lived after Churban Beis HaMikdash. They both weren't around when this all took place. They're discussing what allegedly took place. So Rabbi Yehuda tells the Chachamim, I'll bring you a raya that I'm right. Because don't we know that on Erev Pesach, they used to plug the drain that would have caused the blood to naturally flow out of the Azara. So Rabbi Yehuda tells the Chachamim, how does that make sense? Why would they have done that? Bishloim, according to me, I know why they did it. They did it because they want the dam to be there so that they could be mamalo one kais, to make sure it comes somehow from all the damim. They don't want to let any dam get out. Because what if the dam of that one carbon that was nishbach minakli goes out, so we're not accomplishing what we set out to accomplish to. So I understand why they would plug the drain. But according to you, why did they do it? Amrulay, so the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda for a completely different reason. Shvach ulevnei yaharin sheyahalchu ad arkevayseim bedam. Because it was a shvach, it was a beautiful sight to see the Chachamim working, the Kayhanim, Erev Pesach, in the Beis HaMikdash, literally drenched in blood, as the blood is piling up and piling you up because the drain's not working. And it was a shvach, and that's why they did that. Freak the Gemara, it's a shvach. I don't even think you could do it lahalacha. But dam havi chatzitza, isn't the dam a chatzitza? And didn't we learn that the kayhanim, lamoid, l'shores, you now even be standing on your friend's toes. Certainly, you have to be standing directly on the ritzpats, the first Mishnah and the second Perek. So why isn't the dam a chatzitza? So the Gemara says, lachu, because the dam is lach, it's a liquid. V'lehavi chatzitza, I'm going to the Mishnah. Blood, ink, honey and milk, yevashim, if they're dry, chaytzitzin. Lachin, but if they're liquid, ain't chaytzitzin. It's not a chatzitzo. Frey, the Gemara v'ha'ka mitvesi manai. Why aren't you concerned about the fact that the big day kahuna obviously got dirty? It was at Arkavoseim, so obviously the big day kahuna got dirty. Vitnana, we went to the Mishnah. If the Kehanim's big day kuna got dirty, the avodah's possible. So the Gemara says, maybe you're going to tell me, you know, they picked it up. Like, you know, when you're walking in a flood, so you pick your pants up. But we learned in a braisa, it has to be fit, literally, perfect, custom made. Made to measure. You can't do that. You can't just go ahead and lift your pants. The only time the Kehanim walked in the blood was while they would be meilech the Evarim Lekevish. While they were carrying the Evarim Lekevish, which is not an Avodah, it's only then that they did that. How did they get around the rest of the time? The Gemara is going to address that in a second. But says the Gemara, the only time they went at Akveseim Bedam, which was when they would be Moilach Devarim Lekevish, that's not an avoid, and that's where they were able to pick up their robe. V'loi, but the Gemara says, Lachas Devarim Lekevish is not an avoid, but time we learned to the Brisa, Vikr Vakoinis Hakol, Zuhay Lachas Devarim Lekevish, it's Mefurisha, Drasha, Brisa, that Lachas Devarim Lekevish is Ella, but Lachas Eitzel Lemarachah. It's talking about when they brought the wood to the Maracha, the Lav Avoidi, that's not an avoid. So that was the only time that they went at Arkaveseh and Bida, Ula Avoid Hechi Asli. Freit the Gemara, when they were doing the avoid, how did they get around then? Gemara says, Ozliya, it's to be, they used to walk on binyanim made out of stone that was part of the Azara. They didn't put it there on their own. Hakol b'ksav, that's not something they would have been allowed to do as we had in the Gemara earlier, but that was built there, and they used to walk on top of these itztabois. That's how they would get from place to place. Because Anachanami, they weren't allowed to walk on the Ritzvah Zazara. It was impossible. Because if you're walking on the Ritzvah Zazara, you're running into issues. Chatzitza is not an issue because it's a davalach. A davalach is in chaytzeitz. But the big dekuna are going to get dirty. And the only eitzah is to lift the begadim. You're not allowed to lift the begadim. So you're really stuck. You can't let your begad float naturally. Because it's going to be dirty. You can't lift it up because it's a lach of kimidasai. The eitz is they had to walk on top of the itztabos. If that's the case, then like why even get into this mess in the first place? Literally. Why not just let the blood drain out? So bishloim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason they're letting the blood not drain, the reason they want it there is for this kaisech. But according to Rabbana, why are they doing it? So for that, the Gemara says, shvachu livnei haaretz. I'll tell you something interesting. Three places I found in halacha that this idea of shvachu levnei aharon sheyeholchu ad arkaveseim bedam comes up. The first is well known, and that is a chsam soifer in chedushe chsam soifer. It's not a tshuva chsam soifer. It's a chedushe chsam soifer. It's a mesechta sukkah. It's a perek lulav hagazal. And the context over there is there's a halacha that an esrig hamenumar is possible. Esrig hamenumar is an esrig that has spots. Menumer, like a leopard. So if there's a spot in two or three places, it's possible. The reason is because it's halacha that an esrog has to be a pre-eitz hader. And then this is a discussion in the Gemara right in the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGazal. If this halacha pre-eitz hader is true only for the first day of Pesach, or it's true for all 7 days Pesach, because the first day is Deiraisa, the other 7 days were only Mideiraisa in the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't Mideiraisa, but there's certainly shitas that hold that the Din Hadar is true for all 7 days. And if there's a Loch of Hadar for all 7 days, then it comes out that an Esrog HaMenumer is going to be puzzled all 7 days. And based on that, the Chassam Sofer says, I have a very big problem. Because if you take a look at most Esrogim, by the second day Chol HaMoed, it already became an Esrog HaMenumer. It starts getting spots. It develops spots because of the Narnuim and the Mishmushim that you do with the Esrog. Simply from using it, the wear and tear that it gets, it starts showing. And it becomes an Esrog HaMenumer. And the emphasis, you have to know, could you be Yoitza with such an Esrog? Or you cannot be Yoitza with such an Esrog. I mean, to quote one excerpt from this Chassam Sofer, Roiv Pamim B'chayil Shamayit Kfar Nasa Ke'en Menumer Mi Mishma Shayad. So what's going on over here? Eich Matzinu Yodeinu V'Ragleinu. On sukkahs to be yoitzah, the most basic halacha of dalaminin. If there's halacha that esrog has to be hadar all 7 days, and an esrog hamenumer is a chisaron in hadar. L'chura, every esrog says the Chassam Sofer, or Rav Esrogim says the Chassam Sofer, by the time Chol HaMoed rolls around, is already an esrog HaMenumer. Says the Chassam Sofer, you have to say, that being that the reason this esrog became a numer was because of the fact that it was used L'Dvar Mitzvah, meaning when you look at the esrog on Chol HaMoed, you know what you see? You see an esrog that was used. You see Tashmishei Mitzvah. You see an esrog that's a Dovashah B'Kedusha that you just use to serve Hashem. If that's the case, says the Chassam Sofer, Zeu Hoidei. It's not a chsar and another. To the contrary, zeu hoidai, v'zeu adaroi. V'ktsas rayu l'zeh, says the Chassam Sofer, mipsochem samachayim at base. And it's also zvachem lamed heyam and aleph. Shvachu l'zarish ala harin, sheyehoch v'adark v'esein v'dam, ayin shom. U'bevadai ba'alma ki yoitzev zeh havak v'veyam and aleph chasecho. Avad ordinarily for coin to do the avoida walking in dam, it would be a dover shal b'zayin. Nervous, because what's this dam? This isn't just random, indiscriminate dam. This is dam that was used for the akrovas of the Karban Pesach. Same thing says the Chassam Sofer regarding an esrog, that you know why we could be yoitza with an esrog the entire 7 days, and there's no chsarin of menumer once you get it to Chol HaMoed. It's because of this idea of shvachu l'bnei Aharon. It's a phenomenal chiddush l'halacha, but l'maisa, unknowingly, we're saimich on this Chassam Sofer, because otherwise we really would have a big issue. That's the first aura. The second aura that came to mind, and that is a taz in Masechet in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So it's in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Dalet. The context over there is if there's a bris milah on Rosh Hashanah. When exactly are you supposed to do the bris milah? And the taz in Sifkotin Beis says as follows: Shomati, I heard Sha'agoyin Reb Faivish Mikrakas Zechreinu Levracha Hayomol BeRosh Hashanah. He was a mile, and he would do the bris milah on Rosh Hashanah. For like Kinach Piv Acher Hamila. He would do mitzitza b'peh, which meant that there was now blood on his mouth. He was also the shpaltekeya. And b'peh hamiluchlich b'dam mila toka b'shoifer. And then he would go and he would blow shoifer with that peh that was meluchlich b'dam la'ariv mitzvah smila b'mitzvah shoifer. And the reason he did it was to be ma'ariv. Now I think at first glance it's a t'miyah g'dayla. How was he able to do that? That's the way you serve Hashem. Your mouth is meluchlich bedam. Doesn't sound like a nice thing to do. I mean, the shofar is mamish. The haril Hashem. That's what you're doing. It's malchias. You're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu while you date the shofar. So you're gonna go. You're gonna be mamlech hamelech, and you're gonna have blood coming out of your mouth. The teretz is shvachul of neyaharin. I think it's this idea. Incidentally, the Neid Yehuda, the Shai Tshuva brings that the Neid Yehuda was matmiya on this Reb Faivish Mikrak. He didn't understand because he was aware. Why isn't there a problem with chatzitza? The Gemara says in Masechet Roshana that tzipos up, it's a Mishnah, that if you coated the tip of the shofar with gold, it's a problem, because your mouth has to be touching the shofar directly. It's a freak tonight of Yehuda. He said, it's very nice, la'ariv mitzvahs b'mitzvahs, and maybe there's no problem of the bezoyin hakriveu nolav chasecha, because shvachul of ne'aharin. You're taking dam that was used for mitzvah. It's like the menumer of the esrig b'chol shomayin. It's like our Gemara right here. It's the kayanim walking in the dam that was brought from the Karban Pesach. But why are you worried about chatzitza? And Zokter, you're going to tell me because dam is lach, and Adavar lach isn't chaytze, it's like Argamara said, but he says there's no way that it's still lach at that point. It dried up. And the same Brisa that says dam lach is not chaytze, it's dam yovish, the Brisa says is chaytze. So that's Nayyudah's problem. There's a Shari Tshuva over here where the Shari Tshuva has an arichas to try to answer the kasha. Either way, that's the second Maramachim. And the third Maramachim, as I saw in the Shara Mitzionim Balach, he brings from the Sefer Darkei Chayim V'Shalom, that the Mincha Salaza had a minik, that there's 2 times we wear a kittel. So you wear a kittel by the Leil Seder, and you wear a kittel on Yom Kippur. So Mincha Salaza used to wear his kittel at the Leil Seder, and you know, after the Seder with the Dalet Koisis, you know, what happens is your Seder starts getting dirty from the matzes and the wine, and he would wear the same exact kittel on Yom Kippur. And he didn't wash the kittel. He would leave it dirty with the blood of the kittel and the matzes and the stains and everything. And the reason he did it is v'al shteitin zayir hakodesh she b'schus hamatzo nitzoylem in adin v'yoytzem b'dimus b'mei Rosh Hashanah. So he wanted it on Rosh Hashanah. He should have the schus hamatzo. This is literally the saneh. He would walk in and he would say ichobda the matzo, and I have the dalut koisus. Look, we were mekayim to say the chasalzi the pesach kil chasai, and as v'al shteitin zayir hakodesh, that's what's going to be matzlos now, midino, when it comes on Rosh Hashanah. But Frank Rishlim is Almond Braun, the Shabbat son of Alacha. It's all very nice, but it's a pell, because the Gemara says, the Masach Shabbos Daf Kuf Yitesh Amid Aleph, L'chtoish Hashem Mechubad Zeh Yom Kippur, Kabdeu B'Ksus Nekia. Yom Kippur you have to be Mechabit with Ksus Nekia, and he quotes from the Meiri, that the Meiri says that, you know, people get dressed up for Shabbos, you have your Shabbos shirt, and your Shabbos suit, and your Shabbos shoes. It's more vichtig on Yom Kippur than it is even on Shabbos. L'chtoish Hashem Mechubad Zeh Yom Kippur. Kabdeu b'ksus nekiyah. So if there's a loch of ksus nekiyah, l'chayr, the Minchas Olazah violated the most basic aloch, the Minchas Yom HaKippur. How is he allowed to wear a dirty kittel? What happened to ksus nekiyah? Maybe this is the pshat. This Gemara right here. Shvachu l'vnei Aharon, sheyehochu adak v'seim b'dam. That being that it was used for dvar mitzvah, it's for that reason, it's not looked at as begodim that are metushtashim. To the contrary, it's looked at as a dover shvach. Either way, so we have it in our Gemara with regards to the Karban Pesach. But you have the Chasam Sofer in Masechtas Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. It's kedai to see inside with regards to Estrig. You have it in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Dalet Reb Feivish Mikraka that the Taz brings with regards to Tkiyah Sofer. And then you have in the Minchas Aluza who used to wear his dirty kittel from the Leila Seder with the wine and the matzahs on Yom Kippur. Either way, there's some more raid, but let's learn a little bit more first. Look, the Mishnah right there. We return to the halachas of pigel. If somebody shechts a korban, lechol dovashin tarki, lechol lakti dovashin tarki lahaktis, he does it with a machsheves pigel. What's a machsheves pigel? Either to eat basa chutzazmane chutzam kaimai, to be makhtidei murim chutzazmane chutzam kaimai, to do shvichas ashirayim chutzazmane chutzam kaimai, or to do zrikas adam chutzazmane chutzam kaimai. So this person shechted the korban with the intent to eat, but a dovash in darkir lechol, or to be makter a dovash in darkir lechol. The halach is kosher. Leza place Rabbi Leza says it's possible. This is Rabbi Leza's shita that we've had throughout the third parak, where Rabbi Leza holds that mechashve meachilas adam lachilas mizbeach or meachilas mizbeach lachilas adam lechol dovash in darkir lechol lechol dovash in darkir lechol pachas megizayis. What if he had a mind to eat a dovash in darkir lechol, or to be makter a dovash in darkir lechol, but he had a mind to do less than a kizayis? The halach is kosher. There too, it's going to be kosher, because you have to be mechashev on an achila. Achila is always bekezayis, so you have to make sure it's kezayis. What if you had a mind that two people should eat it? Oh, so we saw that Gemara. That is considered a machshavas pigel. We spoke at the Avni Nezer with all the lumdis and exactly how achila's kosher works. What if it's pachas mechdei achila's pras? You had a mind that a kezayis will be eaten, but not within the time frame of what's generally considered an achilas. That the Gemara discuss as well. But the bottom line is the basic halach of kezayis, that certainly applies. Lechol chatzis zayis ulahak techatzis zayis. What if you had a mind to eat a chatzis zayis chutzis mana and to be makter chatzis zayis chutzis mana? Kosher shein achilav aktara mitzdar. All of that we've had already. This we didn't have. Shechet this has ever. If someone shechts a carbon lechol kezayis mina or to eat a kezayis of the skin of an animal umina roitev or a kezayis of the rotev, right? The sauce, umin hakipa, obviously after the bus is going to be cooked, there's going to be roitev. You don't have roitev in its natural form, but he had a mind, he's going to cook the meat. After he cooks the meat, there's going to be roitev. He's going to eat a kezayis of that. Umin hakipa, that's like the chazarai that gets left, the sediment on the bottom of the pot. Umin ha'olol, that's a part of the animal that wasn't roi lachila. Umin atzama, or he has a mind to eat a kezayis of bones. Umin hagidin, umin hakernayim, the horns. Umin hatlofen, the hoofs. Chutzlis manav chutzlim koymer kosher ve'ein chayoven aleya mishum pigul noise v'tam. So the halach is if you had a machshava chutzlis manav chutzlim koymer, the carbon is kosher. It doesn't become pasul. Additionally, you know the halach is a pigul, so that I already know. If chutzlis manav chutzlim koymer is kosher, obviously there's no pigul, but there's also no noiser and there's no tamei. Why not? Because all these things are dvarim she'in darkin lachila. Some of them are not even roi lachila, and being that it's not dvarim she'in roi lachila, there's no machshavas pigul. So if you mechashiv to eat basar chutzlis manav chutzlim koymer, that's a machshavas pigul. And the halach is a pigul noiser and tamei apply to basar. But the atzamois, the tlofim, the oir, the roitiv, the kippah, the olo, all these different things, they're not considered to be basar. Thus, if you mechashiv to eat them, chutzlis manav chutzlim koymer, it's not machshavas pigul. Additionally, the laws of noiser and tamei do not apply to them as well. More halachas, me'inyan le'inyan, hashoich etzam mekdashin. So Rashi says that wherever you find the word mekdashin, this is a good Rashi, kol hecha denokit hay lishna, mayri bin akevis. And whenever you see the law of muktashim, it means we're referring to a female animal. Obviously, muktashim meaning it's hektish. So, shechet is a muktashim. Somebody shecht a nekeva that's hektish. Lechol shlil oishul yebuchos with the intent to eat the shlil is the fetus of the animal. Bachotz oishulya is what's called the afterbirth. So after a woman gives birth or after an animal gives birth, so there's a lot of things that come out of the woman, the placenta. That's called the afterbirth. So it's part of the guf of the mother. So solkadaita chamina that if a kohen had a machshava to eat the shlilo the shulya chutzas mani, maybe it should be machshavas pigel. That's this mishnah loy pigel. It's not pigel. Hamoylik esat toirin. If somebody does maliko with toirin, lecho beitzeim bachotz with the intent to eat the beit of the Torin Bachot Sloy Pigel, that's not either Pigel because it's not considered part of the Torah, part of the bird. Chalev Muktashim, the milk of a Nekeva, of a mother, that's hektish. Ubeitzei toirim, or the eggs of the toirim, in chayoven aleihem mishum pigel noiser v'tamei. There's no pigel noiser v'tamei. So there's some redundancy in this mishnah, and the Gemara is going to address it. Either way, the second half of the mishnah, which we haven't seen yet, said a chiddush, and that is that there's certain parts of the animal that if the koyim would be mechashiv to eat them chutz lezmani chutz lekoyim, to be makter them chutz lezmani chutz lekoyim, it wouldn't be a machshavas pigol. And the reason is because the only time there's a loch of pigol is if you mechashiv on an achila on a dover shedarkei lechel. But if it's not a dover shedarkei lechel, or more so, it's not even roy lachila over there, you're not going to have that aloch. So, for example, hashoychet as hazevach lechel or roitiv kippa olol atzomis gidin kronayim klofim. There's no pickle. Additionally, if you have a nekeva that's hektish, and you mechashev to eat the shlil or the shilya, it's also not pickle. If you meilek a bird, lecho beitzeim, it's also not going to be pickle. And by the way, the Mishnah says, no noiser in tamayid. I'm Rabbi Lazer. Rabbi Lazer Namayra came, and he said, a chiddish in the Havana of the Mishnah. Pigel bezevach nispagel ashlil. The shlil or nispagel ashlil. This that the Mishnah said, for example, the shlil, the fetus of an animal, is not considered part of the animal in the sense that if you machashiv to eat the shlo chutz lezmani, it's not pigle. That's if the machshava was on the shlo. But what would be in the reverse? What would be if a kohen brought an animal, a nekeva, regular chatas, that's bab in a keva, with the intent to eat a kezayis basar chutz lezmani? Is the, and now pigle's chal. Is the pigle chal on the shlo or is it not chal on the shlo? That was Rabbi Lazar's chiddush. Pigel bezevach nispagel ashlo. If you had a regular machshavas pigel, avada the pigel is chal on the shlil. So if somebody would eat a kezayis of the shlil, it would be chayiv koris. It's just that b'shlil, if the machshava was to eat the shlil, lein nispagel azevach. That's where it's not chal pigel. Pigel ba'olon nispagel moira. Moira lein nispagel olol. So the olol and the moira is referring to an oif. So the olol is considered darkoy lechol in the oif. Our Mishnah had it as a dover she'ein darkoy lechol because our Mishnah was discussing a behema. The murah, it's called the crop of the bird, part of the intestinal area, is considered a dover she'ein darkoy lechol when it comes to a bird. But the same halacha. So if you're mechashiv in a dover she'darkoy lechol, it's chal pigle even for the dover she'ein darkoy lechol. But if you're mechashiv in the dover she'ein darkoy lechol, then it's not chal pigle at all. Pigle be'emurim nispaglu parim de'parim lo nispaglu emurim. And then Rabbi Lazar gave a third example, something that's not mentioned in our Mishnah. That is, we know that there were certain animals that were brought, certain karbonos, where the din was that the emurim were burnt on the mizbeach. The dam obviously had a zrika. Some of the basar was eaten, but then there was also some of the basar that was burnt. It's what we know as the parim hanisrafim. So there was certain parim that were nisrafim. A classic example of one of the parim hanisrafim is the par halam davishal tzibur. So the par halam davishal tzibur, the par koyim mashiach, that's the special par that the kohen gadol would bring if he did an avera b'shoygig. So those karbonos were nisrafim. They were taken outside of the makom hamikdash. It was a special place that they had to be brought, and they were nisraf. So says Rabbi Loza, that's poshut, that if somebody, the kohen, would have in mind to eat the basar of parim and nisrafim, that's supposed to be nisraf chutz lezmani, it wouldn't be chal pigel. Because that's a dover shein darkoy lechol. Even though physically you could eat it, it's not like the bones or the olol or the murah that people physically don't eat. Here you can physically eat, but being that the halach is, you don't eat it. So it's like a dover shein darkoy lechol. It's like having in mind to eat a kezayis of deimurim. That would not be a machshavas pigel. Stating that, if you had a regular machshavas pigel, the pigel's chal, even on the chelik, that's nisraf. So pigel beimurim, if you had a machshava to be makta deimurim chutz lezmanoy, nisfaglu parim. It's chal pigel, even on, what does it mean parim? On the chelik, that's unique about these parim and nisrafim, the chelik that was burnt. The parim, if the machshava was on the chelik and nisraf, lo nisfaglu emurim. So either way, what's Rabbi Loza's chiddush? His chiddush is that even though Mishnah gave a whole list of things that are excluded from pigel, it just means if you mechashiv to eat those things, chutz lezmani, it's not chal pigel. But if you had a regular good kosher machshavas pigel, oxymoron, but if you had a good machshavas pigel, then avad is chal pigel on the whole carbon, even on the chelik out of carbon that was an echel. I can bring you a rai. V'shavim, shem chisha b'achilas parim u'besrei fasam, loy asa v'loy klom. So the context of the v'shavim is l'kaman dat mem gimel amenal. But for now, we just need the halach. Forget about what the v'shavim means. Shem chisha b'achilas parim u'besrei fasam. If you had a mind to eat the parim that the chelik of it, meaning that's going to be burnt, it's not a machshavas pigel. My love, it sounds like only if the machshava was on that chelik, it's not chal. But ha'chishe be'emurim, if the machshava was on the emurim, the spaglu part, says, it's not what it means. Ha'chishe be'emurim, the spaglu emurim. What it means is, it's true, you can certainly be medayek from here that if the machshava was regarding the chelik on this, it's not pigel. But if the machshava was on the emurim, it is pigel. But it doesn't mean that if the machshava was on the emurim, it's chal pigel on the chelik that was nifsra. All it means is that if the machshava was on the emurim, it's chal machshava on the emurim. You don't see Rabbi Loza's chiddush that if you had a regular machshavas pigel, it's chal even on the chelik of the animal that wasn't eaten. Tashma, this maybe is a raya. Parim hanisrafim, u seirim hanisrafim. How would you have seirim hanisrafim? So if you have Parim Anisrafim by Parham Davashal Tzibur, this is Hyrius 101, you'd have Sirim Anisrafim if the Aveira was Avodah Zarah. Because any time Rav of Klal Yisrael did an Aveira B'Shigig HaSayirah, they had to bring a par. But if it was Avodah Zarah, then they had to add a sire. So that's how you would have a Sirim Anisrafim. But either way, Parim Anisrafim, Usirim Anisrafim, Mayalam Bahem, Dalach is Yabmi Evo, Mishahuk, Shasunas, the Koyan is Makdish. At that point, it already is subject to the laws of Me'ila. Nishchatu, once you shechted, Hukhsharu, Li Pasabit, Tfoyoyim, Mechusik Yipurim. It becomes Hukhshar Lekabal Tumma. So even a Tfoyoyim or Mechusik Yipurim, certainly a regular Tomei would touch these animals. At that point, again, once the Shechita happened, they would become Tomei. Ubalina, additionally, if they'd be left beyond the time that they're allowed to be left, these are kachi kadashim. So if they're left until the next morning, they would become pasul belina. Zok to Gemara, my love linas basar lechura. When we say lina, what are we referring to? We're referring to the basar, or even the basar. Vishmami no migu de pasul belina pasul de machshava. So the Gemara jumps through a few hoops to ask a kasha, but it's a kasha. The Gemara is saying that you see over here that there's a halacha of psul lina by the parim anisrafim and the sirim anisrafim, and we're assuming that the psul lina applies to every chelik of the carbon, even the basar. And if there's a psul lina, then you should have the machshava of lina as well. What's the machshava of lina? It's a machshava of chutzazmanet. It's a machshava that I'm going to make it lon. I'm going to make it chutzazmanet. So you see, it's shayach a machsheves pigol on even the basar of the parim and the sirim anisrafim. Now that's Pasha Rashi speaks out that if you're machashev to eat or to even be makter the emurim, the basar of the parim anisrafim chutzazmanet, it's not going to be machsheves pigol because it's a davishin darkei lechol. It's a davishin darkei lechol. Elamai, what must be the case where you have the machshava of lina by the parim and the sirim anisrafim, where you had a regular machshava's pigul, and we're going to say that it's chal even on the chelik that was burnt. But alkoponim, so you have a raya then to Rabbi Loza that even though it's dvarim shein darkin lechel, dvarim shein darkin lehakter, so if you mechashim then it's not going to be chal, but if you had a regular machshava's pigul, then it will be chal even on those chalokim. So the Gemara says loy lina seimurim. Maybe when the Braisa says it's a psul lina, the lina is not referring to the basar, the lina is referring to the emurim. As a result, the diuk of machsheves lina would also be true with regards to the emurim. But there's no gilui in this braisa that there is any shaykhis between the basar of the parim anisrafim and the sirim anisrafim to the laws of pigul. But the Gemara says, Amidik tani seifa. What did the seifa say? Kulan mayalim bahenad beis adeshen. Right, the braisa didn't just talk about lina. The braisa mentioned the psul mi'ila. It mentioned tumah, and it mentioned lina. At the end, the Braisa says something else about mi'ila, that you know how long the laws of mi'ila apply, and even when the basar is on the beis hadeshen, until the basar completely disintegrates. Now, which basar are we talking about? If we're discussing the basar that's on the beis hadeshen, the basar that was nisraf. I'm not talking about the emurim that wasn't on the beis hadeshen. So we're obviously talking about the chelik of the animal that was burnt. So when the Braisa talks about mi'ila, it's clearly discussing even the basar of the parim anisrafim. So doesn't it make sense b'chal the reisha lina's basar that all the psulim that are mentioned in the Braisa are discussing basar, mi'ila, tuma, and even lina? If lina, then machsheves lina. So you see, this pigle even on the basar of the parim anisrafim must be it's a right. Rabbi Lozan Gemara says no. Midi iri yahad kedisa v'ad kedisa reisha imurim seve basar. No, it's not muchach. It could be the first part of the Braisa was discussing only the emurim, and then later the Braisa said, oh, by the way, when I said mi'ila, mi'ila applies also to the basar. You want to know up until what point? From a long Braisa, a Braisa that mirrors our Mishnah. So the Braisa says as follows, the following things, ein mefaglin, the ein mespaglin. So what do those things mean? The Gemara is going to explain. Tzemer sheberoshe kvasim. Number one, the wool that's on the head of the sheep, the sar shebezokin tiyoshin, and the beard of the male tiyosh, the ha'or, the ha'roite, the ha'kipa, the ha'olo, the ha'murava, atzomis, v'agid, v'akrinoyim, v'aklofim, v'ashlil, v'ashilya, v'chali, v'amikdoshim, u'beitzei ter. That's our Mishnah. Cool, and all these things, that whole list, lo'y mefaglin, v'lo'y mespaglin, v'ein chayov, and aleyim, mishom pigul noise v'tomim. So just for the next 3 minutes, we have to be familiar with these two lines. Cool, and lo'y mefaglin, so it's a wordy Mishnah, right? The Mishnah started off, gave us a whole list, the list of our Mishnah with a few hoysafis, and then it said again, The ain chayav and olayim mishum pigel. Mishum said three times there's no pigel. Let's see. If I'm my lemem bechutz pot. Zok the gemara my lab. When the brisa says ein mefaglem ein mespaglem. What does it mean? Doesn't it mean loy mefaglem azevach v'loy mespaglem machma? What's loy mefaglem ein mespaglem? Loy mefaglem means if you're mechashiv to eat a kezayis of the olol, it's not pigel. What's loy mespaglem? If you're mechashiv to eat a kezayis of the basar, it's not chal pigel on the olol. Not like Rabbi Laza. Rabbi Laza said that the only time it's true in the Mishnah that there's no pigel by these things is if the machshava wasn't those things. But if the machshava was in the regular basar, the regular murim, once it's chal pigel on the carbon, it's chal pigel on the ganzer carbon, even on that chelik. Isn't this brisa not that way? What did the brisa say? Loy mefaglim v'loy mespaglim. What are those two things? Loy mefaglim is unzer a Mishnah v'loy mespaglim is Rabbi Laza's halacha. But al kaponim you see from loy mespaglim, not like Rabbi Laza. So the Gemara says loy mefaglim es hazevach v'loy mespaglim ach mespatzim. You know what the two things are? Loy mefaglim means that if you had a machshava to eat a kezayis of the olol, it's not chal pigel on the whole carbon. V'loy mespaglim, it's not even chal pigel on the olol. You would have thought that maybe if the machshava was on the olol, it should be chal on the olol. That's what it means. But the Gemara says, ihachi hadik tani seifa kul loy mefaglim v'loy mespaglim hasu lamali. So if the brisa would have said one time, loy mefaglim v'loy mespaglim zok to Gemara, I hear. But it said it twice. It chazed it over. That's why we went through this price so slowly. It said, Ve'elu she'ein mefag le'im espag in the beginning. And then at the end it said, Harei elu lo'y mefag le'im espag. Why do you have to say it a second time? But the Gemara says, U'tamech, according to you. So you want to tell me, in other words, that the reason it said it a second time was to teach me not like Rabbi Laza. But in chayam le'mishum pigel asum alamali. But even you, who explains why it said it twice, you're also going to have to do a little bit more work. Because you're going to have to explain why it said it a third time. Ella, what's the teretz? Aydi debay le'misna noisev etame. On a pigle. The reason it said it a third time was because the third time it didn't just mention pigle. It mentioned pigle nice of a tummy. It's agav nice of a tummy. We mentioned pigle. We're just putting it together. Even though I know pigle, that's the theme of the brisa. First 9 lines of the brisa are discussing pigle, but the 10th line is mentioning nice of a tummy. So we put it together because pigle nice of a tummy, they're a dynamic duo. Trio. They come together throughout Masechta Zvachim. So it will not be Hachinami says Zok to Gemara. Rabbi Loza says, I'll tell you why the Brisa said it again. I did the boy the Misna Maila Mechutz, being that the Brisa at the end was going to chazer over the halacha that if someone's Maila, even though there's halacha of Shchutei Chutz and Halas Chutz, Perka Shechet Maila, certain parts of the animal, if you Maila them Mechutz, it's a problem. But these halachim are potter from Chutz. Tananabi, Vchun Loy Mesagin Loy Mespaklin. It's Erechanami. Meaning, the beginning of the Brisa says, Ve'elu Loy Mefagin Loy Mespaklin. What does that mean, says Rabbi Loza? It means if you mechashev to eat these things, chutzas mani, it's not chal pigel on the carpet. V'loy mispagel, it's not even chal pigel on that chelik. Then the Mishnah gave a whole list of examples. At the end of the Mishnah wanted to tell me 2 more halachas. Number 1, if you maila these things b'chutz your potter. Number 2, there's no noise of the tummy. Each time the Mishnah was maisa of something, it chazed over pigel. There's no chutz, just like there's no pigel. There's no noise of the tummy, just like there's no pigel. But don't bring me rayas from all these kroyeseras, so to speak, from the fact that the brisa keeps on repeating itself, that there's anything to be learned from. Rava says, I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah, no less, to Rabbi Loza's halacha. Because the Mishnah said, Hashaychir es ha-muktashim lechol shlulei shlulei b'chutz lo'i pigol. V'amel gaza toim lechol b'tzeim b'chutz lo'i pigol. V'hadar tani, and what did the Mishnah say at the end, the last line, Chalev ha-muktashim, u'beitzei toirin, ein chayav en olei mishon pigol noise of a tam. So if you remember the Mishnah, on Amad Aleph, you want to turn back, so the Mishnah gave a whole list of things that if you mechashim in those things, chutz lezmanoi, it's not chal pigol. And then the Mishnah said, the last line, Chalev muktashin, u'beitzei toirin, those are 2 of the aforementioned examples. The Mishnah had 10 examples. 2 of the examples, in chayav and alei mishon pigol noise of a tam. Only those 2? What do you mean? Everything. There's 10 things mentioned in the Mishnah. Why are we only chazering over 2 things that were mentioned in the Mishnah? Zok to Rava, it's checkmate. It seems very, very clear to me. Hashlil v'shluya, etc., etc., chayav. What's unique about those 2 things is that even if you're machashet in the Torah, even if you had a regular good machshavas pigel, even then it's not going to be chal pigel on those chalakim. That's in contrast to everything else mentioned in the Mishnah. Where it's true if you're machashet to eat those things, chutz hazman, it's not chal pigel. But if you had a regular machshavas pigel, once it's chal on the carbon, it's even chal on those dvarim that are mentioned in the Mishnah, the dvarim that are quote unquote dvarim she'in darkin lechol. In other words, Rava said, and I know, don't we have kashas and Rabbi Loza from all the aforementioned brises? We have a Mishnah, Afan Anami Tanina, that would seem to very, very clearly support the halacha of Rabbi Elazar. So, before we go weiter, just one more ha'ara. So, in the previous sugya, we saw an idea of Shvachu Levnei Aharon Sheyelchu Adar Kaveseim Bedam. And another big yisoy that we saw in that Gemara was that a Dover Lach is Einei Chaitze. So a Dover Yavish is Chaitze, a Dover Lach is Einei Chaitze. What was the context? The context was that they used to plug the drain in the Azar Erev Pesach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because they wanted to be Mamal Vedam, according to the Chachamim, Shvachu Levnei Aharon. But the kasha is, how could the Kehanim walk then on the Ritzpah Sa'azara? Isn't the dam going to be a chatzitza? So the Gemara says the dam was liquid, and being that it was liquid, a dover lach is any chaitzis. So something interesting. Hilchas tefillin. So we had hilchas lulav, we had hilchas shofar, hilchas kittel, or what I hilchas yamei kippurim, and now we have a little bit of hilchas tefillin. So the mechaber in hilchas tefillin, simin chav zayin siv katan dalet, says, lo yehei dover chaitzitz, bein tefillin lebesare. Person has to make sure when he puts on tefillin that there should be no chatzitza between his tefillin and his guf. Loish no shal yad, loish no shal rosh. Ramah says v'dafke v'tefillin, avu tzuri zayin lahak. Comes to the tzuri, obviously you have to be maksa. But as it relates to the batim, the tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal rosh, there's not allowed to be any chatzitza. The makar to this halacha is a rosh in hilchas tefillin, and the rosh's makar to this is zvachim daf yud tes amud aleph. Take a look at the Be'er HaGoyla. He learned it from Erechin daf gimel amud beis and from zvachim daf yud tes amud aleph. That was the gemara that discussed the halachas of chatzitza. Rava had a whole bunch of ibayas. It's the halachas of chatzitza in the context of big day kahuna. And the rosh held that just like this, a halacha that there wasn't allowed to be a chatzitza between the big day kahuna and the koyein. So too, there's halacha. There's not allowed to be a chatzitza between your tefillin and your guf either. As if to say, the laws of tefillin mirror the laws of big day kahuna. So whatever is going to be true in hilchas tefillin is going to be true in big day kahuna. So big day kahuna, there's a halacha that you can't have a chatzitza, and hilchas tefillin is going to be a halacha you can't have a chatzitza either. So based on this rosh, paskins the mechaber in hilchas tefillin simchav zayin tzav talit lo yehi dover chaytzeis bein tefillin lebesarei loishnei shol yad loishnei. The Chidah in Birkei Yosef, right here in Simach of Zion, brings from the Shloh HaKadosh that the Shloh said that every morning before a person puts on tefillin Shal Rosh, he should make sure that he washes his Mokim Hanachas tefillin. You have to make sure to wash your tefillin. Shal Yad, Shal Rosh. And the reason is, you should have a guf naki. You're going to do a mitzvah. You're putting a Dovah Shekdush on your guf. Make sure it's clean. It should be dirty. Posh it. You should make sure it's clean. Zok the Chidah u posh it. It's posh it to me. Sha'anoyagin came that if someone's going to do this, Tzrichin Lenagiv HaMokiv Heitev. You have to make sure that you're going to afterwards dry the area really, really well. And the reason is because if you're not going to dry it and your body is going to be wet, the water is going to be a chatzitza between your guf and the tefillin. And it's a mefurish halach. Lo yehei davar chaytzeitz bein tefillin lebsarei. Lo yishna shal yad ve lo yishna shal rosh. Zok de chidah. I know what you can do. And what's my raya to this? My raya is very posh. Because what's the makar to this halacha? It's the rosh. Where did the rosh learn it from? From big day kahuna. Meaning, whatever is considered a chatzitza in big day kahuna is going to be a chatzitza with regards to tefillin. Zok de chidah. By big day kahuna, I found a mefurish of Mishnah Lamelech. It's in Hilchas Avodah Yom Kippurim, where the Mishnah Lamelech says that the Kohen Gadol had to make sure that when he put on his big day kuna on Yom Kippur, that his body was completely dry. He said it to say Pshat in the Mishnah. We know the Mishnah. Yorad v'taval, olavin estapik. So the Kohen Gadol, after he would do his chamish tefillos, he would come up, and the Mishnah says v'nestapik. He would dry himself. Says the Mishnah Melech. It was always a tamiya to me. Why did the Kohen Gadol have to dry himself? And he's mitzad the different svaras. Zok the Mishnah Melech. You know what Pshat is? Because there's a halacha zvachim daf yotes amir aleph. That there couldn't be a chatzitza between the Kohen Gadol, between a Kayin and the big day kuna. So the Kohen Gadol is about to put on the big day kuna, he has to make sure there's no chatzitza. If there's no chatzitza, you have to make sure there's no water, because the water is going to be chaitzis. So zok the chidah, it's back in the envelope arithmetic. What's the makar to this halacha simcha of zayin siv dalet? That there can't be chatzitza between your guf and your tefillin. It's the rush. The rush learned from the big day kuna. In other words, whatever is considered a chatzitza in big day kuna is going to be considered it. It's a mefurish of Mishnah Melech that if your body is wet, it's considered a chatzitza in hilchis big day kuna. If it's chatzitza in hilchis big day kuna, it has to be a chatzitza in hilchis tefillin. So zok the chidah, that the achrayna bring from the shlo kodesh, that's a very nice thing to wash the mokam anochas tefillin before you put your tefillin on, but at the same time you have to dry it too. You have to be an olav in a stopping, because if you're not going to be in a stopping, you're not going to dry the area, it's going to come out, you're going to have a chatzitza. Zok techidah amnam shamati, I heard a great sakasha, because the Gemara says in the Sechtes zvachim daf lamed heim and aleph, and it's a Gemara psachim samachet, it's a Gemara many places in Shas, that a dover lach is any chaytzeis. So what's going on over here? What's pshat in the Mishnah Malach? He says, my husband's right. If the Mishnah Malach said it regarding Bikdei Kahuna, that Luchur has to be true here as well. But what's pshat in the Mishnah Malach? Mishnah Malach said, Tamiya, the Kohen Gadol had to dry himself. He had to be an olive and a stopping. Why? To make sure that there was no chatzitza. The mayim is a davar lach. Well, once it dries, it's not there anymore. So what are you worried about? You're worried that it's there's water there. The drop of water that might be there is a davar lach. A davar lach is in chaitzis. The Gemara said in Mefurish over here, Zvachim Lamed Heim Anav. There was no problem for the Kohen to walk, even though the Kohen has to be standing, Lamed Lusharis. But there was no chatzitza. Why was there no chatzitza? Because the dam, if it's lach, is any chaitzis. So the mayim is not chaitzis. So what's Pshan in the Mishnah Melech? So he said Pshan in the Mishnah Melech is Pasha. Because if you remember the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Yitessim and Aleph, the Gemara over there discussed a whole bunch of examples of chatzitza. And one of the examples that the Gemara discussed was a ruach. So the Kohen Gadol, a ruach came, a little bit of wind, and it puffed out his beged. It's not literally attached to his guf. And the Gemara says it's a chatzitza. Now, ruach, space, is considered a chatzitza? There's no halacha anywhere that space is considered a chatzitza. There has to be something physical in between the two areas to constitute a chatzitza. Since when is a little bit of ear, ruach, considered a chatzitza? So says the Chida, Vaizen Vaisachos from that Gemara, that the definition of chatzitza in Big Tekun is different than the definition of chatzitza in Kala Terakula. Ordinarily, as long as there's no chatzitza, there's nothing physical there, there's no problem. Big Day Kuna, the halacha is that the Big Day Kuna had to be al besaroi shel kohen. And if it's not al besaroi, that in alone is a problem. As if to say, we're using the word chatzitza loosely a little bit. It's not chatzitza as much as the begodim had to be al besaroi. And if there's a ruach in between, that's a chesaron and al besaroi. That's enough for it to be a parsus. But the bottom line is, if the laws of tefillin are learned out from Big Day Kuna, and Big Day Kuna that has a din al besaroi, so tefillin's going to have a din al besaroi also. That was pshat of the Mishnah Melech with regards to Big Day Kuna, that mayim is a problem, even though ordinarily it's not chaytzeitz. But in Hilchis al besaroi, there's going to be a chesaron and al besaroi. Here too, there's going to be a chesaron and al besaroi as well. One thing you see, just very quickly, is you see from here that with regards to Big Day Kahuna, the way that he does understand in Mishnah Melech, and it's really based on the Gemara, Daf Yitessam and Aleph, the halach is the begodim had to be al besaroi. It's not the pshat that if there's a chatzitza, there's a problem. The begad had to be al besaroi. So mayim, which is a double lach that ordinarily is not chaytzeitz, but it's still a chesaron, it's a felt in al besaroi. Ruach, which is never a chaytzeitz, but at the end of the day, it's a felt in al besaroi. If that's the case, it'll be mavur in our Gemara that when it came to the halacha that the kohen had to stand while on the ritzvah sazora while he was doing the avodah, there's no halacha that he had to be standing on the ritzvah. There's just a halacha that there couldn't be a chatzitza between him and the ritzvah. But there's no din on the ritzvah, because if there was a din, he had to be on the ritzvah. Then how could the Gemara say the dam is not chaytzeitz? And a chanami, dam is not a chatzitza. In hilchas chatzitza, dam is a davalach. It's not chaytzeitz. But if there's a din, he has to be standing on the ground, feet firmly planted, he's not. At the end of the day, he's on the dam. And just like the Mishnah Melech said, that mayim, which is a davar lach, is not a chaytzeis. But if there's mayim between the guf of the koyen and the Big Day Kahuna, it's a chesaron in al besaroi, so too there'd be a chesaron over here being al the ritzvah. What came to mind was the Sfasemis Kasha. We had the Gemara and Daf Chavovim and Aleph, where the Gemara said that if the Kohen was hanging in the air while he did the Kabbalah, it's a problem. Because the Gemara said, Ein derech shirus pekach. The Sfasemis, Ein derech shirus pekach, say more pasha. You have to be standing. There's a din, you have to be standing on the ritzvah. So the Sfasemis clears. What's this halacha that you have to stand? Is the pshat you had to be on the ritzvah? Or is the pshat you just had to make sure that there was no chatzitza between you and the ritzvah? Says Sfasemis, from this Gemara would be mavur, a big chiddush, that there was no din that the kohen had to be standing lamli dusharis on the ritzvah. You just had to make sure there was no chatzitza. So lu yitzuyer, you can be somehow in a way where you're not on the ritzvah, but at the same time there's no chatzitza between you and the ritzvah, such as nitla v'shachat, that would be fine. Or nitla v'kibel, that would be fine, that would be kosher. In other words, mavur, there is taku no din ala ritzvah. It's ma'od matim with this Gemara right here. It's mavur, because if there was a din ala ritzvah, you'd have a problem naf chavavim and aleph with regards to the case of nitla v'kibel. You'd have a problem over here because the dam, which is the dav alach, which is ordinary lachaytzev, here would be chaytzev. I'll tell you one interesting thing. I was talking to my father's rav, Rav Yosef Ernst Shlita. So he told me that the chassidim tell a story that the Chabina rav, when he was a bachur, he used to go to the mikvah. And one time, he comes out of the mikveh, And he takes a towel and he dried himself. Now apparently there's an idea of Pi Kabbalah not to dry yourself when you come out of the mikvah. Because the Mayan is Kaddish, but there's an Inyan not to dry himself. So there was an Alt Chassidus Yid, and he turns to the Tribune of Rav, he says, Bucher, Mefirzich Nishtazoi. This is not the way you're supposed to do it. He gave him a psak, he was Mavatel him. He says, this is what you do, you dry yourself. Every chosh of a Bucher knows that you're not supposed to dry yourself when you come out of the mikvah. So the Tribune of Rav told him, Ichab Gezein by a Godel, that's what he used to do. And the Tribune of Rav walked out. So there was a Yid that was walking out with him. So this Yid walks out and he turns to the Bucher, the Tribune of Rav. He says, who is this Godel by that you saw it by? So he said, the Kohen Godel. It says, Yorad V'Taval, all of Nistapik. So he says, Chlesish V'Kabula, says the Mishnah, Yorad V'Taval, all of Nistapik. But just to conclude with one Ha'ara that ties into the Daf, and it's also Minyana Di Yoyma, and that is Tehillim. Perik Ches, Lamnatzeh Elagita is Mizma Ludovit, Hashem Adinein Muad Shimcha Bechala Oretz, Hashet Nahuitcha La Shamayim. And then the Pasuk continues and says, Mi Pi Oivulin Viyoinkin, Yesadita Ois, Lamansoy Rechola Hashbis Oyev, Umisnakim. Mi Pi Oivulin Viyoinkin, Yesadita Ois. Listen to a Rashi in Tehillim. He says, Adover Nifla. Hashem Adinein Moad Shimcha Bechala Oretz. David HaMelech is saying that the Torah is so gewaldig that really, Asher Tnoh Hitchal HaShemayim. You know where the Torah belonged? The Torah should have been in Shemayim. That's where the Torah should have been. Ro Shetitneyu Al HaShemayim. But Va'atu Ba'avnoscha Gedoyla. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're such an anav, you know what you did? Mi Pi Oilu V'Vinyoyinkin Yisadu Ta'oiz. That's the Hemshech HaPasik. Yisadu Ta'oiz Mi Pi Oilu V'Vinyoyinkin. Hishreisa Shechinasa B'Mikdash. You are master the Shechin and the base of Mikdash. V'tikanto Lecha Ois Mi Pi Alevi and V'Akoyanim. Shehem Bnei Adam Gedilim B'Lichluch. These are people that they're always dirty. Like children, like infants. Infants are always dirty. Says Rashi, oil, you know where the word oil comes from? Ask a man on the street, what's an oil? Ah, baby. Right, young children. Isn't that what it is? Rashi says, not what it is. It's Eve of Perik design. We should know that. The word oil means dirty. Babies are always dirty. That's why they're called oilim. So Rashi at the hill. But I'll upon him. So Rashi, that's the pasuk. Hashem Adinenu says, David HaMelech, Ma'ad Shimcha B'chol Aretz. The Torah is gewaldig. It's Ma'ad Shimcha B'chol Aretz. Asher, Tuna Ha'itchal HaShemayim. And based on that, you know where the Torah should be? It should be in Shemayim. But Ato, Berachanecho, Ba'anvanoscha HaGadoyla. You didn't leave the Torah in Shemayim. What did Hashem do with the Torah? Mi pi oilim v'yoinkin yisadu ta'oiz. You gave it to the oilim and the yoinkin. You know who they are, the Levim and the Kohanim that are meluchlich bidam from doing the avoida. Mamish today's daf. Like oilim and yoinkin, like children. And that's the yisadu ta'oiz. That's you were master of the Shekhinah. That Kadosh Baruch Hu was master of the Shekhinah. Davki in a place that's meluchlich. To show the anivus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though it's true based on what the Torah is, it should be way above their pay grade, so to speak. The youngin, what shaykhs do they have to retire? That's what it should be. That's true. But at the same time, what came to mind is the Gemara Masech Teshabes, that Peches Amid Beis. Who said Hashem Adineinu Ma'ad Shimcha B'chol Aretz? That's what the Malachim told Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Gemara. B'shoshal Moshe L'Amarayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim, and the Malachim see Mayu Ludisha. What's going on over here? What's Moshe Rabbeinu doing? So Hashem said, you came to be Mekabel the Torah. So what did they say? This Taino, Hashem Adineinu Ma'ad Shimcha B'chol Aretz. Asher Tnohitchal HaShemayim. You're going to take the Torah Kedoshah that's Kulei Kodesh. You're going to give it to mortal human beings, flawed people. People that are dirty, what are you doing? So Moshe says, I hear. So he turns to Kadosh Baruch Hu, what am I supposed to do? So Hashem tells him, Achoyz b'chisei kveit v'nevesh, chap onto my kisei akovet and give him an answer. So Moshe Rabbeinu starts saying, it says, kabed es avicha v'asemecha. Do you have a father? Do you have a mother? It says, sheshes yovim tasim alachtechu v'yei mashvi. You work for 6 days. It says, loisitzach, loisinach. Klum, you have kinah, you have taiva, you have all these midas rois, klum yesh b'chem yetzahara. Do you have a yetzahara? Do you have all these midas rois? They said, I hear. And that's why the Yidden end getting the Torah. Now, Poshit, how do you learn the Gemara? Moshe was just proving that the Torah was meant for human beings. It wasn't meant for the Malachim. Meaning, in theory, you could have argued that based on the Kedusha of the Torah, Ma'ad Shimcha B'chol Aretz, Asher Tnoh Hitchal HaShemayim. But I did Moshe, I'll prove it to you. Checkmate. I have a Mefurish, a Raya in the Torah. Read the Ten Commandments. Are they meant for Malachim? Or are they meant for human beings? But the emphasis is, it's a very Shver Pshat in the Gemara. Maral already says, we know the Torah is Nidrash, Be'ayim Ponim, and Pshat Remes Soidrush. That's how Derech Pshat, it belongs to us. But Al Derech Remes, and all the other Pshatim, all the Pshatim Gvoyim, and Gavin that we'll never understand. They have much more of a shaykhus too. But I think the answer is different. The answer was, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't trying to prove. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't proving that the Torah was for us. Moshe Rabbeinu was coming with a tshuva hanitzachas. It's true. Hashem adineinu ma deshimcha b'chal oretz asher tenohitcha l'shamayim. That was the time of the Malachim. And really, I hear the argument, but at the same time, it's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants that mipi oil living yoinking yisada tois. Do you have a Yetzirah? No, you don't have a Yetzirah. It's not what Hashem wants. He wants us because we have a Yetzirah. We're oil living. We're yoinking. We're meluchich bedam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dafki giving the Torah to us because we work for 6 days. And for us, Shabbos is an asayin. And for us, you know, we have a father and a mother. And for us, we have loisirtzach and loisinif. These are all things that are unique to the human race. That our struggles and our shortcomings and our nesiyonos, the things that make us oilim yoinkin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dafka giving the Torah to us. It's not a raya that it's for us, it's the reason that it's for us. The reason we're getting the Torah is because, you know, the Gemara says, Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, whether yontif is chatzi lachem v'chatzi lashem, or oikule lachem v'oikule lashem. Rabbi Yeshua says, chalkeyu, chatzi lachem v'chatzi lashem. The Rabbanan say, no, it's oikule, or Rabbi Elazar says, oikule, but the Gemara says, hakom moidim batzeres debina nami lachem. Everyone's moidim batzeres debina nami lachem. Meaning, even Rabbi Eliezer that holds that you don't necessarily need the lachem on yontif. So if you want on Pesach, you don't eat basar, you don't drink wine. If you want, you can sit in Beis Medrash the whole day, say till and learn, we'll do whatever you want. That's okay. If you want to do that on Sukkot, so you can get. But on Shavuos, hakol moedim batzeres to be the nami lachem. Everyone's moida that you have to give something to your God. Why? Yom shenitna by Torah. And if you do the Beis Halevi's kashas, we spoke at so many lamdash of Beis Halevi's recently. So adrush Beis Halevi, Beis Halevi ala Torah. If you do the Beis Halevi's kashas, Parshas Yisro. The reason that we get on Shavuos, how come Moedim Batzeres? There's a din lachem because that's the day we got the Torah. Yeah, it's the day you stay up Shavuos night, you learn. You'd say, oh, you ordinarily, maybe, you know, I get a little tipsy on Yontif. Shavuos, Yom Shinit about Torah, I have to go, I have to learn my Chavrusa, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, till straight till Mincha, and then after my, right, that's what you would think, because it's Shavuos. Shavuos, how come Moedim Batzeres to be the Nami Lachem, Zok Tadei Salevi? Yeah. Because why did we get the Torah and not the Malachim? It's because we're human beings. So on Shavuos Dafka is when we remember that we're human. Hakomoydim Batzeres to be the Nami Lachem, that we're made up of a guf and we have a Yetzahara and we have our shortcomings. The reason we do that Dafka on Shavuos is because Shavuos is Yom Shenitna by Torah, and the reason we got the Torah is because we're Oilavim V'yankim. The reason we got the Torah is we have a guf, and that's what we remember. We remember that. Almost celebrate that. Hakomoydim Batzeres to be the Nami Lachem. But I think the Musar is so obvious that, you know, sometimes people feel, I have a shaykhis, the Kabbalah, the Torah is so gewaldig, who am I? Me and my shortcomings and my nisyonis and everything that I do wrong. It's a good cheshbon. It's true. It was the Malachim's taina. And even Rashi says, Ro'u shetitneu ala shamayim. Really, the only person that should be able to sit down and learn and have a kvias, especially things that we're learning, zvachim, which is not easy, and Rabbi says it's not getting easier. So, you know, I know nobody wants to hear that, but it's the truth. It's not getting easier. The bottom line is it's a melos. But where do we have a shaykhus? We have a shaykhus to harving and learning Torah. That's ma'adr shimcha asher tenohit chal hashamayim. Yeah, in a perfect world, maybe that's the way it would be. But it's not the way it is. The reality is Hashem gave us the Torah because we have a Yetzirah. Hashem gave us the Torah because we have a guf. That's why hakom oydim batzeres dafka yom shibit no Torah being a nami lachem. And we're like the oil of the yoinkin. The oil of the yoinkin. These were the kehanim and the levirim. Rashi says sheim bnei adam gedelim belichluch ka'oil. That's what we are. But it doesn't mean that we don't have a right to learn Torah. Just the opposite. The Torah was not given L'Shamayim. It was dafka given to the Oilu and the Yoinkin.